Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP breaking news.
What happened?
Yeah, it's not great. All right, Justin from Shams. Philadelphia 76ers All-Star Tyrese Maxey is expected to miss a couple weeks because of a right hamstring injury. Sources told ESPN. Full evaluation coming later Thursday, but the sides are bracing for Maxey's absence. Sixers will take careful approach with the injury. All right, let's react here. Breaking news, of course, from WIP, presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Today, Hugh, the start of the season is a disaster for the Sixers in every way, shape, and form. The whole Embiid thing, we know he's coming back now after the suspension, but that will be, I guess, Tuesday night against the Knicks. Paul George is trying to get his legs under him. Last night he played well in the first half. Second half was, you know, not much. And they lose the game in L.A. But now they're without Maxey. They are a 1-6 basketball team that I don't even know what several weeks means. I mean, if they're going to be cautious,
hamstring,
a month?
Hamstring. And you know, Max is a fast guy.
Yes, he is. He relies on his athleticism,
his
and speed.
Yeah, man, that might be bad for us.
So, all right, let's conservatively say.
What a way to start the season.
3 to 4 weeks? Is that a fair guess?
Well, Sean said six. A couple.
We said several. Right? Several?
We just all said couple. Yeah. Tyrese Maxey's expected to miss a couple of weeks.
Okay, couple. So let's all right, go with two. Two. But they also said they're going to be careful. They
no,
have
but he's
to be.
A fast guy. He's a fast twitch muscle,
right.
muscle guy.
Between, so. Let's just say between 2 and 3 weeks. Right?
Okay,
that
that's
seems
fine.
Like a fair
more,
like,
it's probably going to be more like six, though. I hate to say it to you, but it's probably going to be. Because he's like not a whole lot of body fat. And they tell you when you pull muscles like that, the more body fat you have on your frame kind of helps heal the muscle. Oh, yeah, he ain't got that much body fat.
Well, though. I mean, I don't know how they get by. He's their best player right now. He's averaging 30 points a game. He's the offense right now as Paul George gets his legs back under him, and we find out whatever Embiid's going to do. Look, I know there's not been any sort of long-term panic because it's so early and such a long season, but, Hugh, this is as bad of a start to a season as any team that considers himself a contender could possibly have.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate thing about it because you're talking about a team that was in the playoffs last year. Now you're off to the start that you're having, and you don't even have your big guns out there now. That's going to be tough to go to those games.
And won't for a while. I mean, I'm looking at the schedule here to see what they have over the next couple weeks. They have the Lakers on Friday. They have the Hornets this weekend. Embiid should be back for the Tuesday game, right? That's the anticipation. Embiid Tuesday against the Knicks. Then they play the Cavs, who right now are undefeated and have been the best team in the NBA so far record-wise. They go to Orlando. They play the Heat, the Grizzlies. This schedule, it's not like they're playing a bunch of cupcakes over the next, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. So he'll miss some games against some good basketball teams. They do get to see the Pistons and Hornets a little bit later in the stretch in the Bulls. So that's a little bit easier. But this is it's another blow in a season that has just had hit after hit.
You want the dramatic take?
What's
yeah,
the dramatic?
Of course.
One?
This thing's over. This season is already not worth anybody's time and anybody's energy. What are we doing? They're 1-6 right now.
I know.
No end of this in sight now with their big three being together. Because Paul George gets out on the court, and they have no idea how to play with Paul George. Awesome. Whatever. That'll get fixed. Guess who else is coming back soon? Joel Embiid. Then you know what's going to happen there? They're probably going to suck for a little while because they need to figure out how to play with Paul George and Joel Embiid together. Then we got Embiid who's going to miss a game in a back-to-back, right? Or what they were talking about. The new norm is him taking extended periods off this year.
25 games.
And then who knows about Paul George's health? And now with this Maxey hamstring, a hamstring don't just magically disappear.
Don't. And Hugh's right. He relies on his speed.
That's this
his
is game. Over.
All right, we had a new ballpark, the number. How many games do Embiid, George, and Maxey play together before?
25.
25.
Listen.
I don't even know if it's that much, honestly.
When I go back to the afternoon show when they did the math in being optimistic before we had all the information that we have now. They said half, like 45.
No shot.
None.
No shot.
None. So I said, that's why, you know, I did my quick math. 25. All together, 25. Together, all three of them on the court at the same time. 25 games.
Yeah. I'm declaring the season over.
Well, I'm not ready to go that far, but I will put them now in this realm. They're going to be a play-in team. I mean, they're going to be a play-in team. We're going to be watching them in the 7-8 game again and hoping they make it in, and then they're going to have to face Boston or the Cavs, who look like they're running off to a 50-something win season in the first round. So that's where we're at. It's been as tough of a year as you can imagine to start the season for the Sixers. The news is Maxey's out. A couple weeks, Sixers are going to be cautious. I kind of knew he was in bad shape when he went out of the game last night. But to come out of it, NBA players don't usually leave games unless they're hurt.
Mm.
Like football players, it's very precautionary. Let's go get it checked out. Basketball players, because it's not contact. You just kind of keep going unless you can't
keep
move.
Keep pushing, yeah.
And he obviously had the hamstring issue. All right, 2-1.
25, Joe.
25 total games combined with the
25
three of them.
Total games combined.
And then how many games are they going to win for this season?
I don't have that
45? 43?
Well, they're going to be a playoff contender somewhere around there. They got to win a few games.
Well, a few, yeah. You would hope. I mean, to be in a playing team, you probably only have to win, what, like 38, 39, 40?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, God. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines on Sirianni. And, of course, ComboCon, we are looking for the bad combinations. We've had some good ones so far. Oil and water.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we had, alcohol and political conversations. That was a good one.
The Sixers and joy.
The Sixers.
Oh, nobody mentioned that one.
No, you just did.
You took a big one
off the board. That's a good one. Spike and OG Wade. True Eagles fans spending time with Cowboys fans. Texting and driving, which was that's a serious one, but it's a good, bad combination. All right, 215-592-949. For our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. I'm curious where the people came down today on Sirianni. Are the Eagles winning in spite of Nick Sirianni? 69% said yes. That is a significant amount of people.
But is it a surprising amount of people?
No, not really.
This town hates Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, they do.
Hate? Hey,
but
yes.
it's his it's from
yes.
Kyle, but it's from his own doing though, man.
I
believe that.
No, that's fine. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I don't think a lot of it is warranted.
Oh, I think it goes back to this for a lot of people. Some people can't recover when he yelled at the crowd.
Correct.
I mean, that's the nail in the coffin. And
some people can't recover from the simple fact when he had his press conference here first.
Yeah, it was an uphill climb from day one.
Yeah. It
took a Super Bowl appearance for us to really get past that one. I get it.
It wasn't even getting past it. It was just sort of laying off of him.
Laying low.
Because then as soon as something happens, everybody stuck his hand out in the Super Bowl and Hurts had to put it down. Like, it's people compartmentalize those things.
They do.
It's the same thing for example, Marcus Hayes. Nobody likes Marcus Hayes. And that's why it's so easy to hate on him like you do, because you don't like him.
To be,
I like him though. He eyed me.
To be fair.
Nobody like him.
And I'm not, this is not about the Hayes column on Embiid. When you're a columnist, you're generally going to make everyone annoyed, right? Because a columnist has to be very pointed, and a lot of times you're telling people, you know, that player you think is good, you bought his jersey, actually sucks.
But you
sucks.
Know what? No, I can honestly say that there are columnists here that wrote stories about me that I genuinely like, even if they did write a bad story. Like Les Bowen, I like Les. I like the fact that Les is very honest, and you know, he tells it like it is.
I got to pull up
Mark
an old
Echo.
Les Bowen.
Mark Echo.
I know
Ruben
Mark.
Frank. Ruben Frank Mark. Was one of those guys. I mean, some guys you just have a mutual respect for, and it's like they're just cool. It's just that Marcus is like, I like Marcus, but Marcus tend to rub people the wrong way.
I'm trying to find an old Les Bowen story ripping Hugh Douglas. That'd be fun to read out loud. All right, let's go to the phone lines here.
Why you got to read it out loud, Joe?
That would be great. All right, let's go to Chuck and Manor. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Dillio. What's the Dillio here?
What's up, man?
Hey, Chuck.
Another day. Hey, listen, man. This Sixers season, consider it, declare it, done. We're done. It's over.
Feel like it.
You know what I mean? It's over, man. You know, they'd be lucky to make the playoffs, man. You ain't talking about contending with Boston. Are you kidding me? You know, I blame everything on that 7'2" tub of lard, loser
tub
of a player,
so
Joel
strong.
Embiid. Yeah. He's a sack of potatoes, man, because he's a nothing. You know what I mean? And, you know, he spiraled this whole season down the drain. Everything about him, You know what I mean? See, he'll never give us the opportunity to come out the gate 10-0. You know what I mean? Or something like that. Because he's just a loser, man. You know, he went over and played in the Olympics, knew that he had a bad knee, and still came here and didn't start the season right. You know what I mean? And this Maxey injury, you know, the Sixers being handcuffed, you know, as an organization, you know, our fans supporting this organization for many years, and this is the give back you get to us. You know, I am ashamed right now to be a Sixers fan. I don't even buy any Sixers gear. I don't want to wear the gear I got. I won't come down to another Sixers game until Joel Embiid is out of here. And my biggest hope is that he wakes up one day and have an epiphany and say, you know what? I don't want to be a Sixer no more. I don't want to be in Philadelphia no more. I just want out. And he just demands and begs his way out of Philadelphia. That's the only way that the Sixers will let go of Joel Embiid. I blame the Sixers because they won't trade him, and they never thought about trading him. But this thing is just toilet water. This whole season is sewer water. Okay, the Sixers are done. And I'm just ashamed, man. I'm ashamed because I love this organization with the bottom of my heart. You know what I mean? And you know what? Just move to Camden. I don't care no more. You know, we ain't got a new franchise here. You want to keep riding this wagon of this 7'2" bum. You know what I mean? I don't deserve to be a Sixer. You know what I'm saying? I blame everything on him. Everything that's going on right now on him. 1-6 start. We are a disaster fire right now.
They're the worst team in the NBA right now, record-wise. The worst team in the league.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy, Joe. And here, how do you keep that? Listen, I'm telling the fans right now, you need to keep our hard-earned money in our pockets and empty those seats. I don't give a damn if Joel Embiid come back. I don't care if he comes back. Who cares about that circus show that they try to roll out every year? He comes back. Oh, yeah, now we're going to go to a championship, and we still wind up losing in the first or second round like we're going to do this year. Because if we do get in the playoffs, it's going to be a play-in game, and you might as well consider it done. Because by the time we get to the playoffs, we have to play the Boston Celtics, and they're eliminating us in four games. So this thing is over. You know what I mean? Scratch it. I wish Sam Hinkie was in charge again so he could just eliminate everything. You know, these guys don't have the guts to trade this guy out in town. Get him out of here, man. And let's start over, man. This thing is not getting any better. It's not getting any better. It's just getting worse. He's a dark cloud over the 76ers. He's a loser, which we bring loser juju to the 76ers organization, to the fan base, to Philadelphia. He's a disgrace. He's a disgrace.
Yeah, we're on a hamster wheel. Chuck, we're on a hamster wheel. Unfortunately, it's a hamster wheel of the Sixers.
The hamster wheel was crazy.
It doesn't change. Chuck, what do you got for us? Bad combo.
Man, I'm going to say, you know, liquor and no food. Here, you got to get the wings with the beer, man.
Chuck brought a good one.
No, Chuck, I like that. You need the food with the liquor.
No.
And then you can keep having the liquor. The food is just kind of the base.
No. No, I just want to take the liquor and not the food, because I'm trying to get somewhere quickly. I don't need food to be getting in the way of that. If I'm drinking, I'm drinking. Like, that's just
how it is. You also have to eat. Most people have to eat.
No, I eat tomorrow. Yeah, I'm drinking my dinner.
Yeah, I think
I eat tomorrow.
I got to give you a little tip on this, though, or at least maybe you understand the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a stronger base you could hold your liquor. Like the rest of us, I need to eat, otherwise I'm just going to fall over after a handful of drinks.
If I get drunk, I'm just going to sing karaoke. I'd be a lot more friendly, or I'll probably fall. Well,
don't lie to everyone. You'll be right asleep.
Living in this big blue world. I probably will fall asleep.
Karaoke night with the Midday Show could be a thing.
That would be fun. That would be fun. I don't know what the – it all depends on what is our music catalog. We have to have a diverse
catalog. Well, on this show, we have a very diverse catalog.
Yeah, we got to have a diverse catalog of music. Definitely that would be in part of it. He's bound to die.
He's bound to die.
That song is great. The greatest movie in life was Smokey and the Bandit. You ever seen that? You've seen it, right?
I've seen Smokey and the Bandit.
Sally Field was kind of fine back in the day.
Sure, she was. Yeah.
Oh, she was fine.
There is like an Eagles playlist that we could put together here with
for our trip.
Yeah.
Right. As long as the coach doesn't screw this up, we got it.
We're going to Louisiana
on our way.
That was kind of like more of the Vegas feel.
No, how long's the trip down in Louisiana? We're going to be on that bus for like.
Yeah, we might have to just play these three songs on the repeat.
No, not that one right there. Probably great after a while.
No, if that they're, in the, if they're in the Super Bowl with Sirianni, no, this is gonna hit, Hugh. You come on, you got.
No, that one probably are great.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here, and then we got to hear what Colin Cowherd said about Sirianni and the issue the Eagles have at head coach Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Oh, not too much. I'm changing my bad combo as we speak, but I'll wait.
I think it's us singing, isn't it? I could kind of feel what's happening here.
No. Nothing to do with that. is it possible to run an ownership out of town with the Sixers?
Ooh, I'd like to try. Yeah, I mean, people always accuse us of running players out of town. If we can run Josh Harris out of town, then we're onto something here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with Embiid, but it's a mess. It's just such a mess, and they do nothing. But anyway, back to Sirianni. No, I don't think they're winning despite him. I mean, all these plays that are being called, he's saying, in my mind, I don't know anything, obviously, but he's saying, this is what I want to do. We're going for it. We're not going for it. He's not calling the actual play, is he?
I don't think.
See, we don't know. Yeah, we don't know that.
If I had a guess, Andy, I would say most of the time he's not. At times he's said he has, but I would guess most times he's just saying go for it, and then Kellen makes the call.
Yeah, I think the times he says he has, it's just because he's taking the bullet for a bad play, you know? Because
it might be. Andy, you're right. I mean, the one thing that we've noticed so far this year is he hasn't really come out and said he called any of the good ones, right? He's just kind of, you're right. He probably is just trying to take the heat off of Kellen for the bad ones, but it muddies the water and like what is going on over there.
Yeah, I don't think he's the problem. I mean, theoretically, is there really even a problem? They're 6-2.
So no, I mean, big picture wins and losses, there's not. The problem seems to be a lot of these in-game things that have changed these games that have made it closer. They're not like, think about it. The Saints game, the Falcon game, and this past game are all games. Everyone after the game is like, what did he just do? Now they won 2 out of 3, but
right.
Is that going to continue if he keeps messing these things up?
Yeah, I think it's the play on the field that's the issue. Everybody's going to make mistakes, but yeah, it making that decision to go for two twice, I didn't love it, but I get what they're saying. That's just what the analytics say. And that actually kind of brings me to something else, the whole thing with Jaylen not practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think there's analytics involved there too?
In terms of a load management kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's
maybe.
Like, okay, well, this is what it says. I mean, Chip Kelly brought that to the league with the player, the sports science, the nutrition, how much you should play. I'm sure that's not just, it doesn't necessarily mean he's hurt. It's just trying to keep him protected for the long run.
Maybe.
It could be. Well, and Andy, it's one of those things where it might be. They just haven't done it before. Like, he's been here last year, the
new.
Year before.
It's
like,
something new.
Yeah, we just have never seen him healthy and have a rest day. But we'll see. Hopefully it's nothing. All right, Andy, give us your bad combo.
Okay, and then Hugh, I just want to mention, I don't really need these rocks glasses. I got tons of them, so hey, if it helps you decide, you can have mine.
The what?
He's giving you the rocks glasses.
Are you talking about the?
He's sharing with you, yeah.
You talking about the what you call glass we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, he's got extra. He said.
Oh no, dude, we're gonna. I really appreciate that. But we got these on lock. We got some coming.
No, you keep cool. yours, Andy.
Yeah, I appreciate you, though. Really, seriously, I do. I really appreciate that.
Anyway, while I'm sitting here on hold, trying to help my mom figure out how to reconnect to the internet, it's my mom and technology is the bad combo. And
that's a good one. Yeah,
my mom could be anybody's mom or whomever you're dealing with. It's an old person.
You know what, Andy? That's a good one. I think a lot of us, depending on your age, if you're in your 30s, 40s, as parents start to get to their whatever 70s, 80s, that's probably a lot of that.
Yeah, it's earlier
technology
than that.
60s?
No, like
50s?
This guy Hugh can't even get his volume down. Every day, leaves his phone and goes through our mics here.
No, every day, because it's like, it's like I open my phone and it'll go, like I need to get a new phone, because it jumps around and does willy-nilly
stuff. We're blaming the phone.
User error.
Yeah, it is.
User error.
I keep saying that, but it is. It's the phone. Just like, for me, like, since we want to talk about it, like, I've been melting soap in the soap melter thingy.
Yeah, another user
hasn't
error.
Been working.
But again, it might be user error.
No, as a matter of fact, while we're talking about it, I need somebody to help me with this soap thing, because I'm using the wrong products, obviously, because I'm burning a lot of soap.
I just want to know, does your phone volume button work?
Mine? Yeah. It's
user error.
It's, no, it does. It's, yeah, sometimes
you,
it works.
You hit it a but few times and it gets low.
I keep burning this soap. I keep burning my soap, man.
Hugh, you could just buy soap. No, I know you want to do
kinda,
this, but...
I kind of want to... I got the molds.
Okay.
I got the molds, and I want to make soap.
No, he seems dead set on the making process. That sounds like it's cathartic for him. Like, that's fine, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it
some
is.
Some people like to cook. Some people like to be cooked for.
Some people like to make soap. Some people
I
like
want
to
make
buy.
Soap, but I keep... The cauldrons that I'm getting, like, I don't know where... I need to get a good one.
I just think we're deflecting
and
from the issue
that I'm,
of your
I've been
phones.
Getting... The ones that I've been getting don't work that great.
This is the filibuster.
This is peak deflecting.
What are you talking about?
You're filibustering.
No,
about
I'm not.
The, about
I'm just saying. I felt we were talking about user error, and I just felt like this was a great time to talk about soap.
I think what he's trying to deflect from is this. The call came in, bad combos, old people technology.
Yeah.
And I felt attacked.
And then you filibustered.
It spun back to how old you are, and you don't want to admit it.
I feel attacked. Yeah. I feel attacked
a little
bit.
All right, dinosaur. Okay, let's hear. Can we hear from Cowherd? Let's play Cowherd. Talking about Sirianni earlier this week.
There is a way in this sport to coach a game, A, when you lead, and B, when you lead with a clearly better roster. Detroit did that yesterday. You just step on a team, you eat the clock, you don't take risks. That was Detroit against Green Bay, the better team. That's what Philadelphia is doing. It's just crazy, unnecessary risks when you have the better roster and a lead. They're starting to win in spite of their head coach. And again, the dice are rolling their way because they're so absurdly talented. They have a great general manager, Howie Roseman. But this stuff doesn't last in the playoffs.
It doesn't. I agree with him on that. Like, and there's a time and a place, Hugh. That's what we've been saying a lot this week. You're playing the Lions. You're playing the Chiefs. You got to maybe push the envelope because they're scoring and you got to keep up. All right. I think everyone's okay with that. That some of those decisions Sunday were not necessary.
It was an unnecessary decision
against the Jaguars
that didn't move the ball.
No, just it was not necessary. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. All right, when we come back, you'll hear from Jason Kelce what he said this morning. Some stuff on Sirianni and what happened with the tush push on Sunday. You hear from Jason Kelce coming up. Your phone calls on Sirianni, reacts to the Tyrese Maxey news, and bad combos for CombOcon. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. It is ComboCon here on the Midday Show. If you just hopped in, you're like, what are these guys, what are they talking about? They're giving something away. Hugh Douglas has dubbed this the biggest giveaway
in ever.
In the history, I guess, the world, and certainly WIP.
Yeah, the show.
The Midday Show, this iteation of the Midday Show. Here's what we have.
So we've gotten smaller and smaller. I know. Smaller.
Trying to make it sound big. Changes here. All right, here's what it is. You could perceive it any way you want. It is an awesome giveaway. ComboCon, brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Here, we're giving away in a couple weeks here. So we're doing 10 days of qualifiers, and then we'll have 10 people in the hopper and pick a winner here for the grand prize. The grand prize, a Jack Daniels Yeti cooler, cornhole set, giant Jenga, and a Gerhard smoker and 55-inch TV.
The smoker's nice.
It is an Midday Show ultimate tailgate giveaway.
You think if I asked, they'd give me the smoker?
No.
I kind of figured
flat out.
I didn't ask. I didn't want
to
press my
Now,
love.
Do you mean to give away? Are you trying to take the smoker that's going to one of our, to the winner?
No, I mean a smoker. Like, get me one, too.
So I think they'd be very happy to give you one, Gerhard. You just would have to give them, you know.
Some money?
A few $100 or whatever it costs. Yeah. I mean, it's very easy to acquire one. They probably have many on
this
sale.
This is a giveaway for our audience, stuff.
I don't want it free. I mean, I'll pay for it. I just don't want to pay the full price for it.
You're looking for handouts and discounts.
Yeah, you know me.
Discount Douglas?
Discount Douglas. That's my favorite.
Handout
Now, you talking about my favorite Douglas? That's my favorite one. Or free Douglas. This is either Douglas.
Discount Douglas.
Or free Douglas. Those are my two favorites
Can we book Joe Lunardi before we put together this bracket? I want Lunardi to give me bracketology on the Hughes.
Free Douglas. I like him the best, though. Discount.
Handout Douglas.
Free handout, whatever you want to call it. That's
handout
fine.
Handout Hugh. Yeah. Discount Douglas.
You guys think I'm kidding. I want to bring Lunardi on the week before March Madness. I mean, he's in the area. He might be a listener.
I'm okay with that.
Joe, if you're a listener, we need your help with bracketology for all the Hughes.
I just think,
every week?
Yeah. I feel like Frugal Hugh becomes Discount Douglas a little bit, and then we can pit that one against Handout Hugh.
Yes. That's a good idea.
We'll see where people fall.
That feels like an 8-9 matchup. All right. 215-592-9494. All right. Today's giveaway within the prize, we're looking for the bad combo. The two things that don't go well together. Bad combo. Best one today wins. Jack Daniels rock glasses, water bottle, tea pack, playing cards, wood chips, and the tote bag, and you're automatically qualified for the grand prize. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones here on Sirianni. You can react to the Maxi News. We'll get to what Jason Kelce said this morning on the morning show. Let's talk to Terrence, who's up in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, what's up, Kyle? What's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
Absolutely. We're winning. Despite Sirianni, our talent is helping us win these games. And the fact of the matter is, If it's two games against Atlanta, we could easily be closer to .500 based on his decisions if the momentum or a play or two switched the other way. So we're absolutely winning with our talent, but this cannot continue in the playoffs because it will come back and bite us in the ass, and that's the fact of the matter. Your talent can only take you so far, and then that gets trumped by better coaching in the playoffs. Better defenses, better offenses in the playoffs. So I don't know who he has to answer to. I know Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman is watching this. I'm thinking while I'm on a hold, and I'm like, who does Sirianni have to answer to? I know these guys. I know Lurie and these guys see this, what he's doing in these games, and like, are they talking to Sirianni about what he's doing? Because I don't care who you are or what you think about the situation. Sirianni makes horrible decisions at times, and that's just the fact of the matter, he does. And you could argue. I heard Spike say the other day that we're too critical on Sirianni's decision making, but he makes horrible decisions. If you're up 16-0, there's no reason to go for a 2-point conversion.
No, there's not.
Go up three scores, and then you don't get it, and then you're costing your team points.
Terrence, here's my thing on you know, are we too hard or this week and all that. I think sometimes you gotta zoom out, right? And Hugh, it's one thing if it's just me, or it's just a camera, or it's just Spike, or it's just you, or it's just one of us here. But Hugh, we have the TVs on in front of us, right? We whatever's on, Hugh and I watch every day, whether it be Stephen A. or whatever's on in front of us. Hugh, it's the biggest story in the end. It's one of, I would say this week, Anytime the Eagles are on the screen in front of us, you know, on TV, nationally, it's Sirianni, which means it's not
competence. It's in their question and it's competence.
Right. It's the biggest story. It's one of the biggest stories in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you can see it. Like, what we're seeing with our eyes, we're not blind. And I know Jeffrey Lurie isn't blind. And my thing is, don't wait until it gets bad, and then want to take Sirianni out of the equation. Like, talk to this guy now. Because, like, this is not going to keep going into the season. We got big games coming up. And if he keeps this up, because he's messing with the team's identity by doing this stuff. Like, stick to your gun, Sirianni, and leave where the chips fall, like how Detroit Lions coach does. Like stick to, you know what I mean, stick to your guns and coach how you coach all the time, because you're messing with your team's psyche when you want to go for it on fourth down, then you want to do a trick play, a trick push on fourth down. You're messing with your team's psyche, it's going to come back to bite us eventually in these big games and these playoffs.
There's no question. And I think you hit something really good there. It's what does Lurie think of this? Because ultimately, that's what's going to decide his fate. Not you, I, not any of us. It's Lurie. All right, Terrence, what do you got? Bad combo.
Man, we all said this. I started laughing, bro. And it's a good one, man. Every time I see this, I put my hand on my head. Socks. You know, I think I know where I'm going with this. Socks.
And sandals?
Thong sandals.
Yeah, socks and sandals. So you said the thongs. Said the thongs. How do you even wear socks with the thong sandals?
Man, I'll be saying that and I'll be scratching my head, man.
But that's kind of like, technically, that's how the Japanese wear their socks with the thongs. It's like, it's made like that. It's made
the
like that.
The sock is made like that?
I can't even be comfortable with my
No, but like you've seen it, like, because when if I'm not mistaken, when Hassan Reddick had on his suit, that was the sock.
The kimono? Was it?
Yeah,
kimono?
It was with the thong. But it's the same concept though.
Yeah.
It's a sock.
It seems uncomfortable. Terrence, I'm with you. It seems uncomfortable. Terrence, good phone call.
He was right, per my research. Socks and thong sandals from Hassan Reddick in Japan.
Yeah. That one's stuck in your head, Hugh.
No, because I remember because a lot of people, like, I know what Terrence talking about. He talking about the guys that, like, say if you go down to the shore on the weekend and somebody has on a pair of Nike socks with the sandal, but technically it's the same thing, because when you look at it, it's the sock that has the little split in the middle, and it's like I forgot what they call the shoe, but the shoe slides into that.
Where do you come down on socks and sandals?
I don't wear socks.
You're not even a sock guy.
No, I don't wear socks. So I don't. But I don't like to have my feet out. I don't like to wear shoe. I don't like to wear flip flops and stuff outside that have my toes like dangling.
So here's a question: do you own socks?
I own them, and I will wear them. I will wear socks, say, if I have to dress up. But normally, if I can get away with it, I'm not wearing dress shoes. But if I'm wearing dress shoes,
so you have dress
I will
socks.
Wear some socks.
You have dress socks?
Yes.
But like,
because I went through a phase where I didn't wear, like, socks.
That's what I mean.
Like, I would wear dress socks. I would be like, see, like your drunk uncle at the barbecue that had the silk sock pulled all the way up to your ankles.
Yeah,
with the dress, that would be me.
So wait, like, you don't have a regular pair of white or black Nike socks?
No.
You guys want to know a deep dark secret?
What's that?
I don't know if I do, but go ahead.
I'm wearing my girlfriend's socks right now.
That's kinky, a little bit.
Not really.
That's a pair of socks.
I just needed a pair of socks today.
Your girlfriend had her feet in. That's a little kinky.
So, all right.
What else are you wearing to your girlfriend's?
Oh, no. Just stop right there. Stop it right there.
He didn't respond.
He did not. He's not going to.
They're about to get married. They're about to get married, so he can wear her.
So I actually, when you said it, I was like, "That's crazy." But like, I've accidentally swiped a pair of my wife's regular socks.
How do you accidentally swipe your wife's socks?
They get mixed up in
Looks
the laundry.
Similar. They're
both they do,
but of, yeah. Well, they're both a pair of black socks with the same logo on
that's
it.
That's what
know,
I mean.
Maybe
yeah.
whatever.
But hers are kind of small. My feet, so I know when I put them on, I'm like, "These aren't mine."
I can see my feet through these socks. It's a different style.
They're super, super thin.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
I don't have that problem.
Well, if I had worn my socks from yesterday, it would have been a big problem for everybody at the office today.
So you kind of were stuck.
Yeah.
All right.
I did this for you guys.
That's kind of a weird thing to say, but all right, I'll buy it.
It's kind of a weird thing to say.
Well, I mean, Kyle just said he wore his girlfriend's socks for us. That's a weird thing.
I mean,
thing
that's
to say.
Fine. That's fine.
Team player.
I'm sure the audience appreciates it.
I don't have that problem, though. I don't wear socks. So.
Did you wear socks as a player?
I did.
Game socks.
You know
you got to wear game socks.
Your feet had to have been mangled.
No.
Blisters.
But you know what's funny?
You don't get blisters?
I played with Mo. Matter of fact, he texted me this morning. Mo Lewis. Mo played with no socks on.
Played football?
What he would do. Every week, because you know you have to wear the regulation socks.
Yeah.
But what Mo would do, he would cut the toes out. And he did, and that's how he played. Mo played with his toes out.
See, this is the story that people don't know behind the biggest hit in NFL history, right? Mo Lewis knocked out Drew Bledsoe, which put Tom Brady in.
Never wore socks.
And the guy didn't have socks on when he did it.
Never wore socks.
We uncovered something today. Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yeah, what's going on,
What's up, Self?
Number one, Kyle, have we not learned anything from Paul George? Some things you just don't say. You know what I mean? Number two.
Another bonehead play.
Number two.
Not on this show anyway.
That thong sandal and socks thing, that's also a gel thing. But let me the Sirianni thing, I agree with you. I think they're playing both in spite of and for Sirianni. But we just seen an election. You got these fans as the voters. You got Sirianni as the politician, and then you have the front office as the electoral votes. Everybody pissed about who just became president because of the ignorance of them not knowing that it's about the electoral votes. So Sirianni, say all that to say, is just he's falling on the blade for the front office who's telling him what to do. And telling all of them what to do. The only one they might give, and I feel like they give more Fangio more respect than they do anybody else on that team. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's an interesting comparison itself. Obviously what's going on in the country this week. They do take they don't get blamed for things because he's the front man and he's the one. But you're probably right that if they're okay with his decisions, they'll just let him take the blame for it.
I mean, coach, you know, make bonehead plays like that, leaving points on the board, blowing leads like that, they're out of there. You know what I mean? They're out of there. So why is he not out of there? Because he's all part of their process.
Because he's winning. Bottom line, he's winning.
No, is he winning?
It's one of those. It's a slippery slope, Self. And I hear what you're saying, but you look pretty stupid, if we're being honest, to fire a coach that's 6-2. And has a winning record like Coach Sirianni has. I mean, we sit here in Philadelphia and we'll say, you know, but he's a moron. But he's a moron that's 6-2. Oh, look at him. Look at himself on old daddy duty. I hear yourself.
You know
about old daddy duty.
That's my baby. We're at the press conference. But you know what? I agree with you. But again, are they 6-2?
Old people in technology, man.
Is it the talent that's 6-2?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or is it the front office?
Well, that's debatable. But that has been, if we're being honest, Self, that has been debated for the last couple of seasons. That was debated the year we went to the Super Bowl. Mm. Was it the talent or was it Jalen? And a lot of people feel, and I'm pretty sure, especially now, they feel like Jalen's a game manager. You know, so it's one of those things, man. If it gets you ultimately where you want to be, then does it really matter? Because let's be honest. If Coach Sirianni falls into a Super Bowl championship, you know, it's going to be that one idiot in the corner say, well, yeah, I remember when they were talking bad about him and he was an idiot. He's going to be the only person that's going to be saying that because everybody else is going to be at the parade.
We'll be down. First, we're going to New Orleans. then we're going to the parade.
We'll all be at the parade.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this before I give my answer, right? Because I don't disagree with you, Hugh. What I'm saying is wait till they start losing us. Let's see if the fans keep that same energy that they got right now. You know what I mean? Or if we go to the Super Bowl, for those that's criticizing, if they keep that same energy.
Oh, they're not.
I mean, like, it's crazy. But my answer, somebody, I think it was you that said, I was going to say oil and vinegar, but I'm going to go with your ex and your current partner in the same place at the same time.
That's a rough one. That is a good answer. That's a bad combo. Hugh,
it's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a weird thing because most of the time, you know, you're afraid that somebody might say something that's going to put you in an awkward spot.
Well, everyone's awkward in those spots.
No
one's comfortable.
Self made a better case for old people in technology as an answer, though.
With the phone.
He sounded like the teacher from Charlie Brown. Did you hear him?
Well,
That's old school right there.
I think he was. My guess, he was moving the phone as he was picking up the baby.
No, I think the baby's little.
Yeah.
So he probably was holding the baby, trying
baby's
to talk.
Baby's 10 to be little.
Well, when like, because I called my son a baby, and he ain't no baby. He big ass dude.
Because he's in the OADC, right? OADC.
Yeah, he's an old ass daddy. He's in the old ass daddy regime.
Yeah.
But I think Self has a baby.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not even a toddler.
A baby.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah, I know it sounds silly when I say it like that, but that, people, you know, they
that's
know what
how
I'm talking about.
They start out. They start out as babies.
But what I'm saying, it's a baby, because you can have a baby that's like a toddler. That's a baby still.
But it's a toddler.
But it's a baby. Still a baby.
When do they move out of being babies?
When they stop wearing diapers.
Oh, okay.
Then you know what I mean? Yeah. But when they're in diapers, I consider all babies that are in diapers babies.
But wait a second.
What about when you go back to diapers?
Then you're like old ass baby. You're old ass. One thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to be wearing diapers if I can help it.
Well, no. Does everyone think
I'm not
going to
be wearing.
That's
like,
kind of the point.
And that's
point,
why I go to the.
You can't help
like,
it.
Then this is an old folks tip. Like, just don't hold
your
pee.
Do you
think
babies wear diapers because they can help it?
No, I'm just saying, don't hold your pee. Because that's the worst thing you can do when you get older. Like, seriously, all jokes aside, don't hold you. Like, when you got to go to the bathroom. Just go. Mm. I mean, I'm not saying just go like, you know. I'm not just saying just like.
A disturbance in Philadelphia around 12:45 today. People just started going.
Just don't. You know how sometimes when you're younger.
You hold it.
You
yeah.
tend to hold it.
Well,
don't
here.
Do that. Don't do that when you get older. Just go.
Just
go to the bathroom.
I think you should stop this advice before people are going to start doing things in the office. All right. One quick thing before we hear from Kelsey. You said you're a baby until you're out of diapers.
Yes.
But some kids, right, not everyone is potty trained at the same age.
Yeah.
Some kids takes like sometime in the threes.
Yeah, sometimes a little longer.
But three-year-olds are not babies.
Yes, they are. To me,
no.
They're wearing diapers.
No. If they can walk around and talk, well, they're not babies
anymore.
They're
still babies. To me, they're babies.
They're little.
They're little babies. They're babies. Then they're babies. But I think Self has a baby.
I agree. He's got a
here they do it. They have names for that.
Babies.
Toddlers. All right. Let's hear from Jason Kelsey this morning. He was on with the morning show, and as you can imagine, he was asked by Nick Sirianni first on his decision making. Let's hear from Jason.
Some of them have been right to be pointed out. Some of them I don't necessarily think are just. Like, you know, to me, I thought the pass in Atlanta that ultimately ended up costing us a game. I thought that was the right decision. I think it's a high percent chance, and if they catch that, we'd no doubt win the game. So
yeah, totally agree.
I think that. These fourth down calls and taking points, they're very arguable. And unfortunately for Nick and the Eagles, it has not gone his way at a high prevalence. I don't think he's making like absurd decisions. I just don't think that. I think when you look at the metrics behind it, when you take a look at, you know, is it the right decision or not? It is pretty much a coin flip or in favor of doing what Nick is doing.
So Jason Kelsey, and I'm not surprised by this, you know, kind of seeing the big picture.
That he protect his coach?
Yeah, and he's
yeah,
been.
He should, as he should. I don't have a problem with that.
He's been with them. They've won a lot together, and obviously, you know, a lot of those were on fourth down decisions that helped them win some of those football games. All right, how about the critical nature from Jason on Sirianni and how he is spoken about around here?
Well, I think it just, this is going to be dependent on who you are, right? And I think the league points were down earlier in the year, and I think that at that point maybe it makes sense to take the points. Now it feels like offenses are starting to put up more points. Regardless, Nick's whole career has been being aggressive. He was aggressive in 2022, and it's a big reason we had a lot of success. He was aggressive. I mean, all of the ones from this past week were like fourth. It was a yard or less, pretty much.
Except for the fourth and three, which is not crazy talk to go for fourth and three.
Yeah, especially with where it was. It's not absolutely absurd.
I didn't like it, but it's not crazy.
Yeah, it's not like it's ridiculous.
Well, no, it's not.
That's the one we talked about earlier. Yeah. I didn't have a problem with that one. It was the one that had me scratching my head, was going for the two-point conversion as opposed to taking the field goal.
Yeah, and also, individually, we could pick out all these. Say, well, that wasn't that crazy. That was, but when you do six of them, and they're not working, like I wonder, is there a moment where you kind of take a step back? You say, maybe my day is not today. Like, you know when to hold them, you know when to fold them, and then,
know when hold them. Yeah, he didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, maybe we know Kenny Rogers on the sideline and pump in for Sirianni. Like, you gotta, sometimes you got to fold them.
Didn't Howard say Big Dom's got music on his headset? I think he might have said that with Jack at 6.
Big Dom has
music. That he has music playing. He's got a playlist.
I did hear that. I was listening to him. I think it was him and Jack were talking about that.
So he's not listening to the calls like the rest of the coaches? He's listening to music?
He said he had to submit something about he had to submit his playlist.
So he's the chief vibes officer, too.
So our new Garrett Stubbs. Big Dom kind of is the Stubbs.
I don't know if that's...
He's going to go diving into the pool in Arizona?
I don't know if that's to be true.
What is he doing listening to music on the sideline?
I can't, a distraction. Okay, let's talk about this for a minute.
Okay.
During the course of a football game, can you see what you think he's over there listening to, like Mariah Carey or something?
Well, this is Mariah Carey's time.
No.
Christmas music.
I mean, it is, but no, I don't think he's doing it. I think he's listening to the game.
I don't see him as a Mariah Carey guy.
Oh, maybe when no one's around. Yeah, I can see that. You know what I think?
I wonder what kind of music Big Dom does listen to.
I think at some point we should create Big Dom's playlist and try to guess what he's listening to.
It has to be some Frank Sinatra. I mean, I don't want to be stereotypical. I don't want to say he's a stereotype, but I'm pretty sure there's some Frank Sinatra. Cooper DeJean listened to the Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Frank Sinatra's
Frank's
good.
Frank's great. Oh, Blue Eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I got a problem with
on.
Let's fly. Is he though?
No.
I don't think so. I doubt that. All right, one more this morning from Jason Kelsey here. Let's hear from Kelsey. What was this last one we had, Kyle?
I just found this answer interesting
because we
speculate a lot on is the tush push just line up man to man, win physically, or is there an actual technique to it?
And why were the Jags good at it? Like, what happened Sunday? Because, you know, something happened. Mm-hmm. It seemed like, you know, it didn't work again. So, why?
Yeah. Does this sound like something where, you know, there's a technique that the Jags had? So here's Kelsey.
Man, I don't know. I think that they had a very good game plan for it moving in. That's what I'll say. I don't want to, like, you know, give up any, you know, potential.
Yeah. No one wants you to say something that could help the Dallas Cowboys win this game. Okay?
Correct.
So please don't. Yeah. Let me just. You think though it's possible Jags figure something out? Possible.
I think the Jags had a good plan. I still think the Eagles can execute it and operate it against anybody. I think that missing Jordan Mulata.
Sure.
He would sound it to me like J.C. Kelsey thinks the Jags might have done something a little bit different. He didn't reveal it, what he saw. But
yeah, they whooped their butt up front.
You think
it was just low man win.
Okay.
That's the concept. We were talking about this during the players' lounge.
With Mulata.
Mulata. Yeah. And we were talking about, and I think Jordan said something to the effect, most of the times it's just want to. I mean, he didn't say it like that, but that's basically what it boiled down to. It's like want to.
Yeah.
And who wants it the worst? And a lot of times, Jacksonville knew that they were going to be in that formation, and that was the one thing that they said they weren't going to give them. And I think that had a lot to do with it. And then when it didn't work, I think Coach probably got a little bit too cute with it. He was trying to do some variations off of it, and that didn't work. So it's just one of those days, you know, it's the saying, like, sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you.
Well, if that's all it was, then I feel better, because then that won't be this Sunday. You know, that was maybe a one-off. If the league is finally started to see something, technique they could do, and it's going to cause it to not be as effective, that's different. Because if you're running it at 90-something percent, then every fourth and inches, you should just go for it, because that's an incredible percentage. If it's more like a 78, 75% play, then it becomes way different in terms of how often they should go for it and how confident Sirianni should be in it. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. You can react to the Sixers news. Maxi out a few weeks. It is a disaster for start to the season. Of course, Nick Sirianni, do the Eagles win in spite of him? We're looking for the best bad combinations, a bad combo for Combo Con today. When we come back, I'm not loving the latest that the Phillies are putting out, and John Heyman listed all the teams he thinks are in on Soto. Are the Phillies in on that list? You'll hear it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Is this the first song on our playlist on the bus?
I think so, because I think that kind of gets... Well, the first song has to be Southbound and Down.
Okay, well, yeah,
we get on the bus. But Dennis? As the trip gets...
Joe, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. It is ComboCon here on the Midday Show. If you just hopped in, you're like, what are these guys... What are they talking about? They're giving something away? Hugh Douglas has dubbed this the biggest giveaway
in ever.
In ever. In the history, I guess, the world, and certainly WIP.
Yeah, the show.
The Midday Show, this iteration of the Midday Show. Here's what we have.
So we've gotten smaller and smaller. I know. Smaller.
Trying to make it sound big. Changes here. All right, here's what it is. You could perceive it any way you want. It is an awesome giveaway. ComboCon, brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Hugh, we're giving away in a couple weeks here. So we're doing 10 days of qualifiers, and then we'll have 10 people in the hopper and pick a winner here for the grand prize. The grand prize, a Jack Daniels Yeti cooler, cornhole set, giant Jenga, and a Gerhard smoker and 55-inch
TV. The smoker's nice.
It is an Midday Show very Ultimate nice. Tailgate giveaway.
You think if I asked, they'd give me the smoker?
No.
I kind of figured
flat
that.
Out,
I,
no. also,
I didn't ask. I didn't want
to
press my
now,
love.
Do you mean to give away? Are you trying to take the smoker that's going to one of our to the
no,
winner?
No, I mean a smoker. Like, get me one, too.
So I think they'd be very happy to give you one, Gerhard. You just would have to give them, you know.
Some money?
A few $100 or whatever it costs. Yeah. I mean, it's very easy to acquire one. They probably have many on
this
sale.
This is a giveaway for our audience, well, can I get Hugh Douglas saying, free stuff.
I don't want it free. I mean, I pay for it. I just don't want to pay the full price for it.
You're looking for handouts and discounts.
Yeah, you know me.
Discount Douglas?
Discount Douglas. That's my favorite.
Handout
now, you talking about my favorite Douglas? That's my favorite one. Or free Douglas. This is either Douglas.
Discount Douglas.
Or free Douglas. Those are my two favorites
Can we book Joe Lunardi before we put together this bracket? I want Lunardi to give me bracketology on the Hughes.
Free Douglas. I like him the best, though. Discount.
That's handout Douglas.
Free handout, whatever you want to call it. That's
handout
fine.
Handout Hugh. Yeah. Discount Douglas.
You guys think I'm kidding. I want to bring Lunardi on the week before March Madness. I mean, he's in the area. He might be a listener.
I'm okay with that.
Joe, if you're a listener, we need your help with bracketology for all the Hughes.
I just think, update
every week.
Yeah, I feel like Frugal Hugh becomes Discount Douglas a little bit, and then we can pit that one against Handout Hugh.
Yes, that's a good...
We'll see where people fall.
That feels like an 8-9 matchup. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, today's giveaway within the prize, we're looking for the bad combo. The two things that don't go well together. Bad combo, best one today wins. Jack Daniels rock glasses, water bottle, tea pack, playing cards, wood chips, and the tote bag, and you're automatically qualified for the grand prize. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones here on Sirianni. You can react to the Maxi News. We'll get to what Jason Kelce said this morning on the morning show. Let's talk to Terrence, who's up in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, what's up, Kyle? What's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
Absolutely. We're winning. Despite Sirianni, our talent is helping us win these games. And the fact of the matter is, if it was two games against Atlanta, we could easily be closer to .500 based on his decisions if the momentum or a play or two switched the other way. So we're absolutely winning with our talent, but this cannot continue in the playoffs because it will come back and bite us in the ass, and that's the fact of the matter. Your talent can only take you so far, and then that gets trumped by better coaching in the playoffs. Better defenses, better offenses in the playoffs. So I don't know who he has to answer to. I know Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman is watching this. I'm thinking while I'm on a hold, and I'm like, who does Sirianni has to answer to? I know these guys. I know Lurie and these guys see this, what he's doing in these games, and like, are they talking to Sirianni about what he's doing? Because I don't care who you are or what you think about the situation. Sirianni makes horrible decisions at times, and that's just the fact of the matter, he does. And you could argue. I heard Spike say the other day that we're too critical on Sirianni's decision making, but he makes horrible decisions. If you're up 16-0, there's no reason to go for a 2-point conversion.
No, there's not.
Go up three scores, and then you don't get it, and then you're costing your team points.
Terrence, here's my thing on you know, are we too hard or this week and all that. I think sometimes you gotta zoom out, right? And Hugh, it's one thing if it's just me, or it's just a camera, or it's just Spike, or it's just you, or it's just one of us here. But Hugh, we have the TVs on in front of us, right? We whatever's mm-hmm. on, Hugh and I watch every day, whether it be Stephen A. or whatever's on in front of us. Hugh, it's the biggest story in the end. It's one of, I would say, this week. Anytime the Eagles are on the screen in front of us on TV nationally, it's Sirianni, which means it's not
competence. It's in their question and it's competence.
Right. It's the biggest story. It's one of the biggest stories in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you can see it. Like what we're seeing with our eyes, we're not blind. And I know Jeffrey Lurie isn't blind. And my thing is, don't wait until it gets bad, and then want to take Sirianni out of the equation. Like, talk to this guy now. Because. Like, this is not going to keep going into the season. We got big games coming up. And if he keeps this up, not because he's messing with the team's identity by doing this stuff. Like, stick to your guns, Sirianni, and leave where the chips fall, like how Detroit Lions coach does. Like stick to, stick to your guns and coach how you coach all the time. Because you're messing with your team's psyche when you want to go for it on fourth down, then you want to do a trick play, a push on fourth down. You're messing with your team's psyche, so it's going to come back to bite us eventually in these big games and these playoffs.
There's no question, and I think you hit something really good there. It's what does Lurie think of this? Because ultimately, that's what's going to decide his fate. Not you, I, not any of us. It's Lurie. All right, Terrence, what do you got? Bad combo.
Man, we all said this. I started laughing, bro. And it's a good one, man. Every time I see this, I put my hand on my head. Sock. I think I know where I'm going with this. Socks
and sandals. And
thong sandals.
Yeah, socks and sandals. So you said the thongs. Said the thongs. How do you even wear socks with the thong sandals?
Man, I'd be saying that and I'd be scratching my head, man.
But that's kind of like technically, that's how the Japanese wear their socks with the thongs. It's like, it's made like that. It's made
the
like
sock
that.
If is you made saw, like
where,
that?
I can't even be comfortable with my. With
no,
the
but
socks
like you've seen it, like because when if I'm not mistaken, when Hassan Reddick. Had on his suit. That was the sock.
The kimono was it?
Yeah,
kimono?
It was with the thong. But it's the same concept though.
Yeah,
it's a sock.
It seems uncomfortable. Yeah, Terrence, I'm with you. It seems uncomfortable. Terrence, good phone call.
He was right. Per my research, socks and thong sandals from Hassan Reddick in Japan.
Yeah, that one stuck in your head, Hugh. That
no, because I remember because a lot of people. Like I know what Terrence talking about. He talking about the guys that like say if you go down to the shore on the weekend and somebody has on a pair of Nike socks with.
The sandal,
yeah. But technically it's the same thing. Because when you look at it, it's the sock that has the little split in the middle. And it's like, I forgot what they call the shoe. But the shoe slides into that.
Where do you come down on socks and sandals?
I don't wear socks.
You're not even a sock guy.
No, I don't wear socks. So I don't. But I don't like to have my feet out. I don't like to wear shoe. I don't like to wear flip-flops and stuff outside that have my toes like dangling.
So here's a question. Do you own socks?
I own them, and I will wear them. I will wear socks, say, if I have to dress up. But normally, if I can get away with it, I'm not wearing dress shoes. But if I'm wearing dress shoes,
so you have dress
I will
socks.
Wear some socks.
You have dress socks?
Yes.
But like,
because I went through a phase where I didn't wear, like, socks.
That's what I mean.
Like I would wear dress socks. I would be like, see, like your drunk uncle at the barbecue that had the silk sock pulled all the way up to your ankles.
Yeah,
with the dress, that would be me.
So wait, like you don't have a regular pair of white or black Nike socks?
No.
You guys want to know a deep dark secret?
What's that?
I don't know if I do, but go ahead.
I'm wearing my girlfriend's socks right now.
That's kinky, a little bit.
Not really. I just
that's a pair of socks.
I just needed a pair of socks today.
Your girlfriend had her feet in. That's a little kinky.
So all right.
What else are you wearing to your girlfriend's?
Oh, no. Just stop right there. Stop it right there.
He didn't respond.
He did not. He's not going to.
They're about to get married. So he can wear her.
So I actually, when you said it, I was like, that's crazy. But like, I've accidentally swiped a pair of my wife's regular socks.
How do you accidentally swipe your wife's socks?
They get mixed up in
Looks
the laundry.
Similar. They do? They're both a pair of black socks with the same logo on
it. That's what I mean.
Maybe whatever.
But hers are kind of small. My feet, so I know when I put them on, I'm like, these aren't mine.
I can see my feet through these socks. It's a different style.
So they're super, super thin.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
I don't have that problem.
Well, if I had worn my socks from yesterday, it would have been a big problem for everybody at the office today.
So you kind of were stuck.
Yeah.
All right.
I did this for you guys.
That's kind of a weird thing to say, but all right, I'll buy it.
It's kind of a weird thing to say.
Well, I mean, Kyle just said he wore his girlfriend's socks for us. That's a weird thing.
I mean,
thing
that's
to say.
Fine. That's fine.
Team player.
I'm sure the audience appreciates
it. I don't have that problem, though. I don't wear socks. So.
Did you wear socks as a player?
I did.
Game socks. You
know
you got to wear game socks.
Your feet had to have been mangled.
No.
Blisters.
But you know what's funny? I played with Mo. Matter of fact, he texted me this morning. Mo Lewis. Mo played with no socks on.
Played football?
What he would do every week, because you know you have to wear the regulation socks.
Yeah.
But what Mo would do, he would cut the toes out. And he did, and that's how he played. Mo played with his toes out.
See, this is the story that people don't know behind the biggest hit in NFL history, right? Mo Lewis knocked out Drew Bledsoe, which put Tom Brady in.
Never wore socks.
And the guy didn't have socks on when he did it.
Never wore socks.
We uncovered something today. Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yeah, what's going on,
What's brother? Up, Self?
Number one, Kyle, have we not learned anything from Paul George? Some things you just don't say. You know what I mean? Number two.
Another bonehead play.
Number two.
Not on this show anyway.
That thong sandal and socks thing, that's also a gel thing. But let me the Sirianni thing, I agree with you. I think they're playing both in spite of and for Sirianni. But we just seen an election. You got these fans as the voters. You got Sirianni as the politician, and then you have the front office as the electoral votes. Everybody pissed about who just became president because of the ignorance of them not knowing that it's about the electoral votes. So Sirianni, say all that to say, is just he's falling on the blade for the front office who's telling him what to do. And telling all of them what to do. The only one they might give, and I feel like they give more Fangio more respect than they do anybody else on that team. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's an interesting comparison itself. Obviously what's going on in the country this week. They do take they don't get blamed for things because he's the front man and he's the one. But you're probably right that if they're okay with his decisions, they'll just let him take the blame for it.
I mean, coach, you know, make bonehead plays like that, leaving points on the board, blowing leads like that, they're out of there. You know what I mean? They're out of there. So why is he not out of there? Because he's all part of their process.
Because he's winning. Bottom line, he's winning.
No, is he winning?
It's one of those. It's a slippery slope, Self. And I hear what you're saying, but you look pretty stupid, if we're being honest, to fire a coach that's 6-2. And has a winning record like Coach Sirianni has. I mean, we sit here in Philadelphia and we'll say, you know, but he's a moron. But he's a moron that's 6-2. Oh, look at him. Look at himself on old daddy duty. I hear yourself.
What you know about him?
you know about old daddy duty.
My baby. He's at the press conference. But you know what? I agree with you. But again, are they 6-2?
Old people in technology,
is
man.
Is it the talent that's 6-2?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or is it the front office?
Well, that's debatable. But that has been, if we're being honest, Self, that has been debated for the last couple of seasons. That was debated the year we went to the Super Bowl. Mm. Was it the talent or was it Jalen? And a lot of people feel, and I'm pretty sure, especially now, they feel like Jalen's a game manager. You know, so it's one of those things, man. If it gets you ultimately where you want to be, then does it really matter? Because let's be honest. If Coach Sirianni falls into a Super Bowl championship, you know, it's going to be that one idiot in the corner say, well, yeah, I remember when they were talking bad about him and he was an idiot. He's going to be the only person that's going to be saying that because everybody else is going to be at the parade.
We'll be down. First, we're going to New Orleans.
We'll all be at the parade.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this before I give my answer, right? Because I don't disagree with you, Hugh. What I'm saying is wait till they start losing us. Let's see if the fans keep that same energy that they got right now. You know what I mean? Or if we go to the Super Bowl, for those that's criticizing, if they keep that same energy.
Oh, they're not.
I mean, like, it's crazy. But my answer, somebody, I think it was you that said, I was going to say oil and vinegar, but I'm going to go with your ex and your current partner in the same place at the same time.
That's a rough one. That is a good answer. That's a bad combo. Hugh,
it's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a weird thing because most of the time, you know, you're afraid that somebody might say something that's going to put you in an awkward spot.
Well, everyone's awkward in those spots.
Yeah.
No one's comfortable.
Self made a better case for old people in technology as an answer, though.
with the phone.
Well, he sounded like the teacher from Charlie Brown. Did you hear him?
Well, he...
That's old school right there.
I think he was... my guess he was moving the phone as he was picking up the baby.
No, I think the baby's little.
Yeah.
So he probably was holding the baby, trying
baby's
to talk.
Baby's 10 feet little.
Well, when like, because I called my son a baby, and he ain't no baby. He big ass dude.
Because he's in the OADC, right? The OADC?
Yeah, he's an old ass daddy. He's in the old ass daddy regime.
Yeah.
But I think Self has a baby.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a not even a toddler.
A baby.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah, no, it sounds silly when I say it like that, but that, people, you know, they
that's
know what
how
I'm talking about.
Out. They
but
start
what
out
I'm
as
saying
babies.
It's a baby, because you could have a baby that's like a toddler. That's a baby still.
But it's a toddler.
But it's a baby. Still a baby.
When do they move out of being babies?
When they stop wearing diapers.
Oh, okay.
Then you know what I mean? Yeah. But when they're in diapers, I consider all babies that are in diapers babies.
But wait a second.
What about when you go back to diapers?
Then you're like old ass baby. You're old ass. Hey, listen. No. One thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to be wearing diapers if I can help it.
Well, no. Does everyone think
I'm not
going to
be wearing.
That's
like,
kind of the point.
And that's
point.
Why I go to the.
You can't help
like,
it.
Then this is an old folks tip. Like, just don't hold
your
pee.
Do you
think
pee. Babies wear diapers because they can help it?
No, I'm just saying, don't hold your pee. Because that's the worst thing you can do when you get older. Like, seriously, all jokes aside, don't hold you. Like, when you got to go to the bathroom. Just go. Mm. I mean, I'm not saying just go like, you know. I'm not just saying just like.
A disturbance in Philadelphia around 12:45 today. People just started going.
Just don't. You know how sometimes when you're younger.
You hold it.
You
yeah.
tend to hold it. Well, don't here. Do that. Don't do that when you get older. Just go.
Just
go to the bathroom.
I think you should stop this advice before people are going to start doing things in the office. All right. One quick thing is before we hear from Kelsey, you said you're a baby until you're out of diapers.
Yes.
But some kids, right? Not everyone is potty trained at the same age.
Yeah.
Some kids takes like sometime in the threes.
Yeah, sometimes a little longer.
But 3-year-olds are not babies.
Yes, they are. To me,
no.
They're wearing diapers.
No. If they can walk around and talk, well, they're not babies anymore.
They're still babies. To me, they're babies.
They're little.
They're little babies. They're babies. Then they're babies. But I think Self has a baby.
I agree. He's got a
here they do it. They have names for that.
Babies.
Toddlers. All right. Let's hear from Jason Kelce this morning. He was on with the morning show, and as you can imagine, he was asked by Nick Sirianni first on his decision making. Let's hear from Jason.
Some of them have been right to be pointed out. Some of them I don't necessarily think are just. Like, you know, to me, I thought the pass in Atlanta that ultimately ended up costing us a game. I thought that was the right decision. I think it's a high percent chance, and if they catch that, we'd no doubt win the game. So
yeah, totally agree.
I think that. These fourth down calls and taking points, they're very arguable. And unfortunately for Nick and the Eagles, it has not gone his way at a high prevalence. I don't think he's making like absurd decisions. I just don't think that. I think when you look at the metrics behind it, when you take a look at, you know, like, is it the right decision or not? It is pretty much a coin flip or in favor of doing what Nick is doing.
So Jason Kelce, and I'm not surprised by this, you know, kind of seeing the big picture.
That he protect his coach?
Yeah, and he's
yeah,
been...
Yeah, as he should. I don't have a problem with that.
He's been with them. They've won a lot together, and obviously, you know, a lot of those were on fourth down decisions that helped them win some of those football games. All right, how about the critical nature from Jason on Sirianni and how he has spoken about around here?
Well, I think it just... This is going to be dependent on who you are, right? And I think the league... Points were down earlier in the year, and I think that at that point, maybe it makes sense to take the points. Now it feels like offenses are starting to put up more points. Regardless, Nick's whole career has been being aggressive. He was aggressive in 2022, and it's a big reason we had a lot of success. He was aggressive. I mean, all of the ones from this past week were like fourth. It was a yard or less, pretty much.
Except for the fourth and three, which is not crazy talk to go for fourth and three.
Yeah, especially with where it was. It's not absolutely absurd.
I didn't like it, but it's not crazy.
Yeah, it's not like it's ridiculous.
Well, no, it's not.
That's the one we talked about earlier. Yeah. I didn't have a problem with that one. It was the one that had me scratching my head, was going for the two-point conversion as opposed to taking the field goal.
Yeah, and also... Individually, we could pick out all these and say, well, that wasn't that crazy. That was, but when you do six of them and they're not working. Like, I wonder, is there a moment where you kind of take a step back and say, maybe my day is not today. Like, you know when to hold them, you know when to fold them.
No, when hold them. Yeah, he didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we know Kenny Rogers on the sideline and pump in for Sirianni. Like, you gotta, sometimes you got to fold them.
Didn't Howard say Big Dom's got music on his headset? I think he might have said that with Jack at 6.
Big Dom has music.
But he has music playing. He's got a playlist.
I did hear that. I was listening to him. I think it was him and Jack were talking about that.
So he's not listening to the calls like the rest of the coaches? He's listening to music?
He said he had to submit something about he had to submit his playlist.
So he's the chief vibes officer, too.
So our new Garrett Stubbs. Big Dom kind of is the Stubbs.
I don't know if that's...
He's going to go diving into the pool in Arizona?
I don't know if that's to be true.
What is he doing listening to music on the sideline?
Distraction. Okay, let's talk about this for a minute.
I don't know. Okay.
During the course of a football game, can you see what you think he's over there listening to, like Mariah Carey or something?
Well, this is Mariah Carey's time.
No.
Christmas music.
I mean, it is, but no, I don't think he's doing it. I think he's listening to the game.
I don't see him as a Mariah Carey guy.
Oh, maybe when no one's around. Yeah, I can see that. You know what I think?
I wonder what kind of music Big Dom does listen to.
I think at some point we should create Big Dom's playlist and try to guess what he's listening to.
It has to be some Frank Sinatra. I mean, and I don't want to be stereotypical. I don't want to say he's a stereotype, but I'm pretty sure there's some Frank Sinatra. But no, Cooper DeJean listen to the Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Frank Sinatra's
Frank's
good.
Frank's great. Oh, Blue Eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I got a problem with
on.
Let's fly. Is he, though?
No.
I don't think so. I doubt that. All right, one more this morning from Jason Kelsey here. Let's hear from Kelsey. What was this last one we had, Kyle?
I just found this answer interesting
because we
speculate a lot on, is the tush push just line up man-to-man,
yep,
win physically, or is there an actual technique to it?
And
why were the
happened.
Jags good
yeah.
at
like,
it?
Like, what yeah. happened Sunday? Because, you know, something happened. Mm-hmm. It seemed like, you know, it didn't work again. So, why?
Yeah. Does this sound like something where, you know, there's a technique that the Jags had? So here's Kelsey.
Man, I don't know. I think that they had a very good game plan for it moving in. That's what I'll say. I don't want to, like, you know, give up any, you know, potential...
Yeah.
No, no one would want you to say that. Exactly. If no one wants you to say something that could help the Dallas Cowboys win this game. Okay?
Correct.
So please don't. Yeah. Let me just. You think though it's possible Jags figure something out? Possible.
I think the Jags had a good plan. I still think the Eagles can execute it and operate it against anybody. I think that missing Jordan Mulata.
Sure.
He would sound it to me like J.C. Kelsey thinks the Jags might have done something a little bit different. He didn't reveal it, what he saw. But
yeah, they whooped their butt up front.
You think
it was just low man win.
Okay.
That's the concept. We were talking about this during the players' lounge.
With Mulata.
Mulata. Yeah. And we were talking about, and I think Jordan said something to the effect, most of the times it's just want to. I mean, he didn't say it like that, but that's basically what it boiled down to. It's like want to.
Yeah.
And who wants it the worst? And a lot of times, Jacksonville knew that they were going to be in that formation, and that was the one thing that they said they weren't going to give them. And I think that had a lot to do with it. And then when it didn't work, I think Coach probably got a little bit too cute with it. He was trying to do some variations off of it, and that didn't work. So it was just one of those days, you know, it's the saying, like, sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you.
Well, if that's all it was, then I feel better, because then that won't be this Sunday. You know, that was maybe a one-off. If the league is finally started to see something, technique they could do, and it's going to cause it to not be as effective, that's different. Because it's, you know, it's, if you're running it at 90-something percent, then every fourth and inches, you should just go for it, because that's an incredible percentage. If it's more like a 78-75% play, then it becomes way different in terms of how often they should go for it and how confident Sirianni should be in it. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. You can react to the Sixers news. Maxi out a few weeks. It is a disaster for start to the season. Of course, Nick Sirianni, do the Eagles win in spite of him? We're looking for the best bad combinations, a bad combo for Combo Con today. When we come back, I'm not loving the latest that the Phillies are putting out, and John Heyman listed all the teams he thinks are in on Soto. Are the Phillies in on that list? You'll hear it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy.
It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.